brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joined us. Most of the time when we're in the press, we don't cover the attack pieces because it's flack that's not even coming close to us. But when the White House run, Foreign Foundation run, MSNBC comes out and says, I am, quote, a deeply racist person, and that the libertarians bombed the Boston bombing. And it's all scripted. They have the former head of the Republican Party, Steele, in there. MSNBC, the panel just goes around the line and says, you know, first Alex Jones basically made the Czarnet brothers bomb the marathon, and Steele then agrees that I'm deeply racist, that I'm paid to be deeply racist. And then they segue into it's these libertarians that are now bombing the marathon. So see, it's about you folks. Opposition to their takeover and governance, she's reading off a teleprompter, is terrorism. What does the United Nations say in their UNIDIR July 7th, 2001 treaty minutes? They said, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Now, I agree with that statement, except for the word legitimate. You substitute illegitimate. It's the illegitimate power monopoly of the state. And in America now, they're saying if you don't like collectivism, if you don't like your five-year-old being taught about sex, you're a homophobe. And I'm like, I don't want to be taught anything about that. Keep your hands and your sickeningness away from my kids. And they're like, oh, you're a homophobe now. Oh, you don't want world government. You're a racist. Oh, you don't want health care written by foreign banks to rip everybody off by the snake Obama. You're a racist. No, you people are worse than racist. You're race pimps that look at everybody out there, want to get us fighting with each other so you can sit up there like the good guy. You make me want to throw up. And I don't even look at this woman, this host, this Alex Wagner, and hate her. You look at her eyes all bulging out on a power trip. You look at her all thinking she's slick and cool and working for the system that could care less about her. I just look at her thinking about what a pathetic person. And I feel sad for how weak humanity is sometimes, and Potok, and they all know who they are. I even know stuff about Inside Southern Poverty Law Center and what really goes on over there. They're all just really a bunch of dope-smoking party animal hippies who then get handed down these talking points by the big foundations and the psych warfare CIA chiefs. Oh, yeah, I've talked to your workers. They blabber. Get a few drinks in them. I mean, you guys really are signed on to all this? You think this is funny, saying I'm deeply racist and behind terrorism? When we all know who ran Elohim City up above you guys? I mean, you really think all that stuff's cute? You really want to be bad guys? I mean, you know what comes with all this? You know full well NSA, globalist, foreign corporations. I'm for real. You all know I really want a future for humanity. You've got my psychological algorithm. You know what I want. I want what you want deep down, many of you. You just want justice and a future. You don't really want to be bad guys. Only weak, stupid people who have to cheat want to be bad guys. Or people that are tired of losing then become bad guys. And as the system gets more and more corrupt, more people are going to become bad guys. Until pretty soon everybody sells out to the bad guys and everything collapses. And the elites always said that's the problem, is that tyranny doesn't produce anything. But now they go, oh, we have robots and automation, so we can finally have our tyranny and get rid of the excess labor population. And so all of you idiots at the Southern Poverty Law Center, MSNBC, CIA, evil people in the Defense Department. I'm going to leave you. Oh, my gosh. I just can't believe it. You're destroying yourself.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a giant attack on the free press, the independent press in this country. They're bringing in Soviet-style political correctness where somebody wears a clown mask of Obama and then they say it's racist because bulls don't chase clowns, even though that's what they do at rodeos. And now all the rodeo clowns have to go pay between $300 and $1,000, depending on which group they go to, federally certified sensitivity training groups, because someone did something, you're all guilty. That's the essence of authoritarianism. But then the guy with the rodeo mask didn't even do anything to begin with. But it's about teaching you to shut down your speech. And Missouri running TV announcements, don't criticize Obama. We will arrest you. I played those clips yesterday in the Truth Squad's article. Type in Obama Truth Squad. You'll get videos on YouTube all over the country going, you talk bad about Obama. You say he isn't a Christian. We're going to arrest you. Guys in uniforms. Why not? They arrest you for filming one in public that's legal. Why not? I mean, they take people's bank accounts now without... I mean, look at the cover of New Yorker magazine, this current issue, August issue. In most states, police have the right to confiscate possessions like your cash, car, home, even if you aren't charged with a crime. Yeah, even if drugs aren't found. They don't really have the right to do that. They just have corrupt courts that go along with it. Folks, this is... I guess that's racist that I said that we should have a Fourth Amendment or due process. This is authoritarianism, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want health care laws that rip you off? You're a racist. And you watch this MSNBC piece, and it shows a willful pattern by MSNBC to say I'm racist. They've come out and said it outright before. But now they say, oh, Alex is dangerous. The Czarnet brothers liked him and this, implying I caused them to bomb. Then at the end they say, yeah, libertarians like this that bombed the Boston Marathon. See, it's now saying you're all terrorist. And then they say, yes, Alex Jones is, you know, dangerous. He has all these people. Well, yes, it's these deeply racist groups. They try to put a comma in there. That's not going to hold up in court with a jury. It's clear. You're up there putting me in with the Klan, putting me in with people you're saying are bombers that have pled not guilty. It's all unprecedented, and it shows the conscious, willful intent of malice aforethought to do harm. I can't wait to subpoena them on what was in the teleprompter. Oh, I can't wait to subpoena the before show briefing in the green room and all this. I can't wait. I'm 95% going to sue you. It's just, do I have to dig up all the other clips, build the case right? Because if I sue you, I'm going to win. I'm going to sue you in the right place. I'm going to get all the damages you've done to me lined up. It's already happening. Might sue you in a year. That's the problem. If I sue you, I'm going to build a real case. I'm not going to just do it. I've sued people twice for defamation, folks, and they settled both times. So I hope, Mrs. Smarty Pants, you like being hauled into depositions, Alex Wagner. I hope Mr. Steele likes being brought in, former head of the RNC. And your lawyer, I hope you like it. Because you're not going to sit up there and try to damage me without me fighting back. I fight back. And the most important thing is it's in the news that you are liars trying to defame me, because if they can take me down, they can take anybody down. Why have I defended Rush Limbaugh and they wanted to shut him down with made up stuff, even though Limbaugh has actually attacked me over the years? Because if they can take him down, they can take us all down. Glenn Beck's come out and obliquely defended me over this on The Blaze. Good. That's why I've told my crew, no more attacking Glenn Beck, even when he does weird stuff. We got bigger fish to fry. I mean, we got the New World Order coming down on us, man. I'm here bringing other people on like Ben Schwann, other reporters, to try to get them launched. I mean, we need more people going up against this. I'm in a war, folks. You're in a war, whether you know it or not. This is a war. This is a war. God bless GrudgeReport.com and Matt Drudge and his crew. Boldly getting the truth out there, exposing the lies, going up against it all. And I'm hearing, God bless Michael Savage. He's getting more hardcore and telling it like it is, and about how Obama killed the SEALs and the cover-up and the fake bin Laden raid. Only the truth is going to save us. This isn't about money. It's not about fame. It's about the fight for liberty, folks. Anyone who'd been through what I've been through would know how real all this is, okay? I mean, I know how bad these people are. I realize how much trouble we're in. I realize, folks, we hang together, we hang separate. Because even if neocon talk show hosts and people in the past have been establishment, when the globalists take over because you've been pro-family, pro-gun, you're gone. The globalists have decided on a leftist, Fabian socialist ideology for their global governance. And even fake libertarians and conservatives are going to be shut down, okay? So you might as well, because your deep inclination is to love liberty. I hear the passion of these hosts. You started out good, many of you. Why don't you come on over and go all the way? Just like the Esquire top profiler in the country, he does big profiles, John Richards, went and found out a lot of what I was saying was true. He could verify it. Bucked his editors and got it published. And he sounds pretty freaked out now. He's like, yeah, I'm in a lot of trouble, but I don't want to talk about it. Because John Richards knows that this country is in deep trouble and this world's in deep trouble. It's not a perfect article, but the left is freaking, the authoritarian left, the gatekeepers are freaking out. Why is there a semi-positive profile in Esquire? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I am a good person. I am a real person. Does it mean I'm perfect? No, but I'm real, and I believe what I'm saying, and I'm trying to find the truth, and I want a future for my children. And if you want one, you better decide what side you're on to right now. Let's go back to just a small clip of the full 14-minute clip from MSNBC and the scripting where she goes from Alex Jones to white supremacist to this deeply racist ideology. She's saying all of us there are. And oh my gosh, how they're on the air, it's dangerous. And then, oh, how do we go from this ideology to the bombing? Let's go to this clip.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube.
600 million.
300 million people that have watched him on YouTube. And that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is. And I think the point you just made is the key.
Crazy
profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist. They're being paid to be ignorant.
Boom. Steals the real one. He's going to damage me.
That a vast majority of Americans don't subscribe to. But it does.
Let's turn that off. By the way, we called a computer company yesterday in the afternoon who, I guess, had this on, and they said, we don't want to work with you because of your racism, basically. Boom. That's going to be in court. The damages are coming in right now. By the way, we know you got your crews lobbying to take down our YouTube channels and Facebook and Twitter. It's happened before. We got over 600 million views of different Alex Jones videos, not just the 327 million on one channel that they've turned the clock back on before. They're scared of us, ladies and gentlemen, because they know that we know the truth. And then they go into how, yeah, these libertarians are bombing stuff. Malice aforethought with intent to do harm. Up there just saying racist, racist, racist to create division so we don't come together. Yesterday, before I even knew this had been on air yesterday, I was saying we should all come together against tyranny. And that's what they're so scared of, folks. They're involved in the racial division. They're not even racist. It's just cold-blooded manipulation, divide and conquer. Now, I want to go to another clip and a report here of what they're upset about. Marine Corps Colonel, Homeland Security Building, Domestic Army. We're going to get him on the show. Fallujah veteran says government is afraid of its own citizens. Let's go to this clip, listen to this powerful information, and he knows what's going on. And see, now he's decompartmentalized, just retired as a Marine Corps colonel. Here it is.
You don't need this. You really don't. I was a colonel. I'm a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. I saw a sign back there that said, we want more Mayberry and less Fallujah. And I spent a year in Fallujah. You know what? When I first got there, I didn't have armored Humvees. I spent traveled over 10,000 miles over there. And sometimes you got to deal with and go with what you have. And so that's part of the job, for one. The second thing is, though, when I was in Iraq, I was in charge. I was the Ministry of Defense Coordinator. My job was to man, train, and equip the Iraqi army in Al-Anbar, Najaf, Karbala, and northern Lebanon provinces. And I can tell you right now, well, somebody had a great idea to get rid of the Iraqi army, so when we rebuilt it, we did everything we could to make it as strong as possible. And I'll tell you right now, Homeland Security would kick their butts in a week. What's happening here is we're building a domestic military because it's unlawful, unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing is we're building a military. My best friend is a SWAT officer in Nashua who came to Iraq with me to train the Iraqi police. Sent me an email with a picture of him in the media on the streets of Watertown, Mass, wearing the exact same gear that we had.
The full clip's up on InfoWars.com. It's a little bit better on computer speakers. I know for some AM stations it won't come across too good. So, but he goes on to say, look, these are Homeland Security grants. They're pre-deploying it to take over. And he's saying it from the grant. Because the grant says it is for libertarian sovereign citizens. And that's why they need this armored vehicle. And they're sending these SWAT teams to Iraq, folks, to take on the American people. I mean, I told you this for years, and they're really gearing up. And now they're saying that the libertarians and veterans are the ones behind the Boston bombing. This isn't a game, folks. They're getting ready to stage false flags and blame it on us and try to round us up. And it's going to be Marines like this colonel. The full article on the info is up on InfoWars.com. Just like Smedley Butler was lined up to be Commandant of the Marine Corps, two Congressional Medal of Honors, most highly decorated U.S. general in history. They didn't have Congressional Medal of Honors in George Washington's day, or he'd be the only guy. Two Congressional Medal of Honors. Two. They hired him to bring in a coup d'etat. He set up the coup, blew the whistle. It was such a big deal, they just secretly arrested some of the top coup people. But the robber barons were so rich, they didn't arrest them. By the way, that's even been in the New York Times, London Guardian. So it was the Marines who they tried to hire that stopped it before. Folks, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they're upset, is because the military, I bet money when we get that colonel on, I bet money he's a listener. And he goes over the SWAT teams and the Grants to pre-deploy, getting ready for a takeover of America. That's why they want us shut down.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Way up north. Way up north.
North to Alaska. By the way, folks, Julie Wilson here in our office may have to be let go. One of our great new writers, been here a few months, libertarian. She's got three strikes against her. She's a libertarian. She's got blonde hair and blue eyes. I mean, she's racist. And, folks, she has a brown bag. And Kurt, the manager, the editor of InfoWars, reported her to me. I'm not joking. As a joke, they did it. But he reported her to me during the break. She brought a brown bag in. And that is not that it just offend the black folks and Hispanics that work here. It offends me. So I'm going to have her written up for that racism. Now, if she wants to write an article calling for the abortion of black children, I'll give her a gold star. That's not racist. Or attacking Africa with AFRICOM. You know, if she supports Obama, it's okay. But I mean, again, this is the political correctness here of where they come out and conflate me as the mad prophet. They say he's the prophet of the deeply racist right wing. That's a quote there. And I guess I, according to their definition, am this evil prophet because I'm here pointing out the corruption, waking people up, trying to get them to see the hypocrisy. Our liberties are under attack. Here is an article out of Politico today with the headline, "The Cyber War Against the Media." And it goes on to say, "The cyber command is to take over the media and destroy liberty." Politico. Kurt Nemo wrote an article, 2010, "Cyber Command. Pentagon Cyber Command prepares war against the American people and the press." Kurt Nemo, 3 years ago, May 23rd, 2010. Now, again, they said they were going to do it. It's not like we just magically always know what's going to happen. It's all being said, and then we go, hey, look, they built FEMA camps and say it's for gun owners. Pretty scary. They say they have re-education camps, and we went to one of the drills, and they were practicing breaking up the families. That's pretty scary. Shut up, racist. Actually, I have won equality. Shut up, racist. Hey, it looks like the government was involved in the Boston bombing. These guys were CIA. Shut up, racist. Hey, he says he's not guilty. Why are you saying he's guilty? You've never done that before in the media. Shut up, racist. Hey, you know, Obamacare was written by foreign banks. Shut up, racist. You know, these tetanus shots in Latin America have been caught sterilizing the women in Africa. Shut up, racist. You just don't like Latin Americans. No, I don't want them to be sterilized. Shut up, racist. Well, I tell you, Obama's getting these peace prizes and stuff. He's a warmonger. Shut up, racist. They're giving $85 billion a month to foreign banks, ripping us off. Shut up, racist. And I'm just like, you know, I just want to have freedom. I don't want the NSA spying on us. They came out and said you might be a terrorist yesterday in the news. I saw it. If you don't like the NSA. They said, if you don't like Obamacare, the head of Health and Human Services said it's racist. And there's no racist thing you say. It's just you're racist. And folks, they know what they're doing. These are authoritarians that are going to try to organize the minorities if they can. It's not working well. And to go and see all these other people are racist. Be part of our new homeland army. Let's go get, you know, any white people that are libertarians, especially because they're really secretly racist. And people are being taught. So I guess Oliver Stone's a racist because here he is to a group of filmmakers. The article's up on Infowars.com saying that Obama is a snake. This clip just came out last night. Here he is to a group of filmmakers saying that he is a snake and people shouldn't support him. Here it is.
The truth is that we have to go back. I don't know how we can go back, but we have to get off this terrorism thing. The problem is that we go around the world, every public protest, every demonstration against the government, whether it's civil rights, Vietnam War, students against Iraq, these are very important protests. They grow out of the Arab Spring. That's where it comes out of the people. But what is being targeted here is not just terrorists, but those groups. In other words, anybody who protests government policies in the future, whether it's Wall Street bankers, if you protest against them, you're going to be targeted as a potential threat. The Boston Marathon, they were so busy tracking down protesters against green organizations and against various other things that they missed the bombers. It's never about terrorists. It always becomes about the way J. Edgar Hoover did it. He brought all the weight of government to bear on protesters. He didn't like protesters. He thought they were left-wing communists. He never could find the proof, but by the time the Vietnam War came around, as you know, 500,000 people were on the list, and they were being eavesdropped on. Where are we now? Same place. Obama is a snake. He's a snake. And we have to turn on him. I know he likes snakes, but...
All right, that's enough. So Obama is a snake. We got to turn on him. Folks, he was a corporate fraud from the beginning, and people like Oliver Stone knew that. It just wasn't politically correct to go after him until now because it's super obvious. See, I don't wait until it's safe. I go in first. That's the only way to stop these people is stop caring how they attack you. Get over the fear. And yeah, they prime the cops on socialists and liberals. Now the grid's in place and it's for left-wingers who are real left-wingers, but it's really for conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists that are simply pro-Bill of Rights. If you're pro-America and pro-freedom, you're the enemy, you're the terrorist of the authoritarian takeover.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps support free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can support your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-261-4431. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to promote your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, back live, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. We're going to go back to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs here in just a moment. And the reason is he was telling me even more amazing stuff that I actually already knew about a little bit, but the firsthand accounts were simply incredible. So actually, guys, pull up some of those news articles about the Marshall Plan from Wired, the drugs they were forcing the troops to take that were making them hallucinate. I want him to tell you about this, though, himself, and how the officers didn't take the vaccines but made them do it, and just how insane all this was. Because this is in the news, but you're hearing it from a combat soldier when you're out there, you know, wake surfing with them on Lake Austin, and you see the bullet wound, you know, scars on them. It just really brings it home how they're setting people up. And he was asking me, why do they do that? I have the answers. Why? And so I'm going to break this down for all the troops listening to understand what's going on. And I know you'll get demoted if you don't take the Percocets when they order you to, but even when you're not even hurt, I mean, we're going to explain what this is all about. We're going to go to him just for about 10 minutes, then an original real Black Panther Party member, not the new racist groups the feds run, is going to be popping in because he called us today after seeing the MSNBC saying, I'm a deeply racist with no evidence. Larry Pinkney wants to talk for about 5 minutes about that. He's going to pop in and give us his quick take on that. And then Red Beckman's going to be almost about 30 minutes, but interspersed with news, the founder of the Fully Informed Jury Association. But before we go back and get this testimony here from Staff Sergeant Biggs, he's just a great guy, fun to hang out with, and get his testimony on record, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen. We're all concerned that FEMA has been reaching out to storable food companies, and they've got proof of it, asking for information on how much food they could ship in a major disaster. It makes most of us really nervous. There's a reason they're doing this, and we're going to be telling you about it in an interview when I have them on with Steve Shanks coming up next Tuesday. So I'm just letting you know that's coming up. It's true that FEMA and other agencies have a huge job. Now, we're going to tell you how big the job is now and virtually impossible to accomplish. But we've got answers, and we'll share them with you in the interview. I'm going to ask Steve to come on next Tuesday, August 20th. And you can also, of course, always check out our sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They've got a free shipping deal going on right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And this isn't really a plug. You can just go to their website and find the number there at eFoodsDirect/Alex or 800-409-5633 to call and get the specials. Also, InfidelBodyArmor.com stops hundreds of rounds of AK-47, M4, 306, 308, and more. The ceramic only stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? This stops hundreds and was developed by a military policeman, engineers, a bunch of other stuff. We've had him on, a really interesting guy. It's rated level 3 body armor. They got backpacks, a giant catalog. Check it out at InfidelBodyArmor.com, InfidelBodyArmor.com, or 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com. The longest lasting body armor is now cheaper than most ammo. And finally, folks, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and it is your buying of the great products that help you and your family, that you and your family deserve, that also makes this broadcast possible. So we find the best books, the videos, the films, the t-shirts, the vitamins, the minerals, the seaweed, the iodine, the tinctures of all these other great things at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we give you the lowest prices. The lowest these people will let us give you. A lot of times they're like, this is the lowest you can go. And sometimes we almost kind of cheat and throw in free citizen rule books. We always do, and bumper stickers and stuff. InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for your support. But support your family. Stop drinking the poison tap water. Get the Pro Pure system, lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. With promo code WATER, you get 10% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we couldn't do it without your support, literally buying war bonds in the fight against the globalist. Now, a couple days ago, I guess this would have been Tuesday now, how time flies, my buddy Shane had been inviting me out on his ski boat out on Lake Austin, which is just beautiful cliffs and like jungly, really beautiful area, and I love it when I get to go out there. And he'd been asking me to go for a week, so come on, let's take our kids out. And I thought, well, Sergeant Joe Biggs is going to be here. Staff Sergeant, let me just go ahead and bring him along with us. He said, oh, great. Yeah, love to meet him. And, of course, he hit it off with my friends. We had a great time, about 5 hours out there on the lake, and went and ate dinner. And we're out there. By the way, Staff Sergeant Biggs jumped on the wake surfboard. He's been a surfer, never wake surfboard, and just immediately was doing a great job surfing the wake. That was pretty cool. So my buddies were impressed with that. And we're sitting there, sitting back, drinking a beer. And he's going, man, I tell you, it's. We were talking about young people and how many of them are on drugs and how bad it is. And he goes, yeah, I tell you, they would order us. And when he was saying all this, I already knew this was all true. But it was hitting me how real it was. That if you look at the Marshall Plan article from 10 years ago in Wired magazine, just the Marshall Plan, Wired.com, search that term, it'll come up. Or troops ordered to take antipsychotics that make you hallucinate. That'll pull up, mainstream news articles. They put them on aggression drugs, testosterone, GH. They give the special forces amnesics after they've come in from orders to slaughter whole villages, really to commit war crimes. But Biggs was just regular army, but heavy combat. You know, 3 tours, 2 in Afghanistan, 1 in Iraq. Michael Hastings wrote about it. You know, just heavy battles. and got shrapnel scars all over him, bullet wounds, you name it. So seen a lot of stuff. And, you know, he talked about torture he saw and other things. And kind of said, well, quite frankly, they're trying to blow us up. I mean, what are they going to do? But and that's not endorsing. It's just this is real life, ladies and gentlemen. But then he goes, what we really didn't like was them flying in helicopter loads of Percocet and ordering us to take it when no one was hurt. Now, I'm saying all this so it's on record, but I want him to just come in and tell you briefly what he saw and what he witnessed. And then he asked me, why do they do that? And then a year later, they go, okay, now everybody's ordered to get off of them. You're going to be drug tested. But, oh, incidentally, they're not really drug tested for the opium. So, see, oh, you're on one opiate, now there's another. That's what this is really about, priming you to be distributors when you get back in the CIA. I have to know because that's come out in congressional hearings from Vietnam and then again in the 80s with cocaine. But it's also about then saying you're compromised. Well, you're a drug addict. But and I can open the phones up, folks. The Army, the Marines, they're all ordered on this stuff. Special Forces, they're testing even weirder stuff on them. So that's how this all goes on. So I won't keep you long, buddy. I know you got to get back to college today and then back to your night job. But great to have you here, and it was great getting to meet you in person. Just recap what I just said and fill in any other stuff, because you were asking me why. I just told you from my research perspective, but break down in your own words what you told me on the boat.
Well, some of the first things I always noticed was I remember when flu season would come around, they would, all order us into these huge theaters and line us up and make us take the shot or the nasal spray. And, you know, and I would refuse. I'd be like, I don't want to take this. It makes me sick. I feel 10 times worse throughout the year. Every time I've been, before I was in the military, I never got the flu. And now I'm constantly having headaches. I'm constantly not feeling good. And they would just line us up like cattle in these theaters and make us take them. And then not only that, the high-ranking officers, and they weren't even having to take it. And I'm sitting there asking some of these guys, I was like, hey, you know, I was one of the first people here. I saw the commander come in. Why is he not taking it? And, you know, they just told me to shut up. It's above my pay grade, not to worry about it. You know, so why do I have to feel bad and you can't? Why do I have to have all these injections all the time?
And by the way, that's the ultimate discrimination. Well, they're saying rodeo clowns are racist now if you talk bad about Obama, but the underclass of enlisted men and the non-commissioned officers, SSGs like yourself, you're being given shot after shot that's on record deadly. And they've had to suspend smallpox shots, anthrax that's killed people where the base doctors refuse. But on record, it's come out the German military, the brass don't have to take the shots either. Incredible. And you said folks would get in trouble if they didn't take it, right?
Oh, I mean, because I would say, hey, I'm not going to take this. And they're like, well, you know, we can take action against you. You know, we could drop you down in rank, put you on some kind of suspension, you know, basically just threaten me that if I didn't take the stuff, that, you know, there would be some kind of punishment.
Amazing. In fact, you were saying, you'd say, well, why don't you have to take it? They'd say, shut up. I mean, I can't imagine, like, why do I have to if you don't? It's incredible. You go first, man. This is so good. It's like Jim Jones, drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And then, in Afghanistan, we got out here on this, the last time I was out there, you know, our doc or whatever would walk around and hand us, like, a strip of Percocets. And at first, it was just, like, three or four. And then next thing you know, as the months go on, they're flying in helicopters and dropping off crates. And it'd be like these drunk Russian guys flying in these, contracted helicopters and then push a crate off the back. And next thing you know, you're getting 50 at a time and things like that. And, you know, we're like, why are we taking all these things? They're like, yeah, you know, it's to help, you know, take your mind off stuff, help numb the pain. And I'm like, well, I'm not hurt. I don't really have any pain. They're like, oh, you know, just make it, you know, to get blown up, it won't hurt as bad. Don't think about it. You know, it'll be easy. And next thing you know, you got guys feeding, and when the helicopters are flying in, they're like basically just like, hey, when's the next helicopter coming in? When's the next helicopter coming in? We need to get our refill. We need our refill.
And see, and again, this is open drugging with serious narcotics of Army soldiers. This, the Nazis did this as well with speed and other things to get you addicted and to get you morally in a haze. In fact, you were describing just, I don't want to put words in your mouth, describe what it made you like when it came to killing or even being worried about being killed.
Yeah, we were, I'll never forget this one day, I remember looking at my driver, Turner, and we're we're like, hey, that looks like an IED in the road. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're like, should we stop and check it out? Or we're like, no, let's just roll over. We got a heavily armed MRAP. We'll be okay. At least the other guys won't get hurt. Like, we're not going to feel anything anyways. And, you know, he was just kind of like, why even waste the time to get out? Let's just drive over really quick and put an end to this. And
so you guys literally were already being turned into biological robots. And, by the way, I'm going to email you this, but I looked it up after I told you about it just from memory. The Pentagon said this is to make you like robots ahead of being replaced with real robots. So, I mean, does that make you angry that they would try to addict troops to hardcore narcotics?
Definitely after what happened to one of my guys, because like I said, when it got to be, you know, we're about a month out from leaving country, you know, our commander was like, hey, you guys need to get off that stuff. We're going to start drug testing again, and you don't want to fail this. You know, at this point, everyone's pretty much addicted. They're scratching their arms left and right. And, I mean, it got so bad that when we got back, we had a soldier try to go to the hospital to get a prescription for painkillers, and they told him no, they wasn't going to give him any. So what he did is he got a gun and shot himself in the leg to wound himself so he could go back to the hospital so he would get Percocet. And then the doctor just gave him Tylenol 3s and told him, hey, you know, you have a serious drug problem. We need to give you some kind of mental evaluations. We need to do some testing and possibly some action to get you out of the military.
Bingo. You just said it right there. Bingo. I've looked at it. The number one reason they say they're going to disarm troops is they've got it in your file that you were ordered. And this is pretty much everybody in the Army I've talked to in combat, or Marines, you name it. You were ordered to go on this, and then they have a record you were on this, or you fail a drug test, and then now they can take your right to own guns away or give you a dishonorable discharge or make you go to a psychological evaluation to then strip your rights there. So, I mean, is that chilling to know that the Pentagon was trying to set you up the whole time you were out there?
Yeah, I mean, every day in the military, like I said, from day one, your whole idea is that, you know, I'm this patriot, I'm doing everything I can for, you know, the red, white, and blue, and the next thing you know, you're seeing all this crazy stuff going on, and it does piss you off because you meant to join something that was pure and that you thought was so true, and then, you know, really they're just trying to screw you over at the end of the day throughout your career.
Yeah, absolutely. The globalists hate men in uniform more than anybody. And as soon as they can go to automated war wagons and autonomous drones, it's over. It's on record. No more combat trips. People don't believe that. There'll be special units that go along with the robots. That's it. And this is so the technocrats can be in charge. Can you imagine the cowardly little globalist, how much they hate people that have courage and thought they were fighting for America? That's why Homeland Security says veterans are the number one enemy and terror threat on record. We broke that 5 years ago. It's now, of course, mainstream news. And I just want you to know, Staff Sergeant Biggs, that's where the rabbit hole goes. You were asking me, why did they tell us to take these drugs? And that's why. And just be glad you weren't in the real, you know, secret stuff. They put those guys on amnesiacs after missions. It's basically mind control.
All the special forces guys that I knew, they were all on some kind of testosterone or HGH, and that was just medically prescribed to them. I mean, they were able to fly on planes with it, basically. I mean, they could go through anything without fear of it being taken.
Yeah, and that's just what you know about. They give them amnesiacs, and then they wake up a couple days later. I'll leave it at that. I mean, it's still on record, but basically, have you seen the new Manchurian candidate with Denzel Washington?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's real, buddy. That stuff's at least 30 years old. So,
I wouldn't doubt it.
No,
I doubt it.
I know medical doctors that, well, I'm not going to get off into it. The point is that there's a lot going on underground. I mean, you were regular Army, and look at all the stuff you saw.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I hear after you came on the show, Shepard Smith's blowing your phone up. I say go on there. What, have you found out since this morning what he wants you on about?
They didn't really give me. They kept bouncing around. I kept asking the guy, his producer, kept calling me. When I woke up, I turned my phone on this morning. And I had like 3 or 4 emails and missed calls from, you know, New Jersey numbers, New York numbers. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I started listening to all these voicemails. And some guy from Shepard Smith or whatever from Fox News kept blowing me up saying that they wanted to talk about the CIA. think. And then they kind of said some other things. I couldn't quite make it out, but I don't know. I told them I'd think about it.
Go on there, man. Hit them and hit them hard. I mean, you went on there with Cupcake before and did pretty good.
Yeah, but she was a disaster.
Yeah, but this is your second go-around, brother, and if you're live, you can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
Of course, they're listening right now, but I say go on there live and torpedoes away, buddy.
Yeah, well, I told them tomorrow. I'd wait till tomorrow and give an answer.
All right, well, don't take my advice. I'm just saying I would do it. What do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I'm asleep on it.
All right, Joe. Well, great meeting you in person, and can't wait to come down to Austin again. You're a fun guy to hang out with, and Shane and everybody said the same thing. So God bless you. It's good to know a real person who stands up for the truth, and we appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. I thank you for having me down there, and like I said, your crew is completely dedicated. It was some of the most amazing people to meet, and it's great that you have those kind of people surrounded by you every day.
Yeah, we're blessed to have this wonderful crew, and we're blessed to have our great supporters and everybody out there that's on the team of Liberty. We're all in this together. All right, y'all, say bye to you during the break. We'll be back with Larry Pinkney on MSNBC saying, I'm deeply racist and connected to bombers and the Easter Bunny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the grassroots organic resistance to the technocratic takeover. And the 18-year growth curve of this installation in Austin, Texas, that is designed to expose the globalist dehumanization program, is going into a major growth phase that worries the enemy. And I use words like that. I mean, that's not lightly used. Politico says the cyber war is against the media and the American people. Even Politico, which is a bunch of bootlickers of the White House, says that. And you can go back 3 years ago to our article where Cyber Command said, we're going to take over the media, we're going to shut down our company. I mean, this is all illegal. They hate the troops, they're drugging the troops, they're giving them cancer viruses, and then they come out and say, I'm a prophet and part of a deeply racist thing when we try to preach unity of liberty and freedom. And MSNBC comes out and then tries to say that the Boston bombers, who haven't even been convicted, the one living guy's pled not guilty, clearly being set up, clearly a staged deal, even you know, mainstream news has said that. That they were my listeners and libertarians, and now the libertarians of the Boston bombing. See, they're not scared about Republicans. They had Steele, the former head of the RNC, on there agreeing that I'm deeply racist, and I'm paid to be racist. Larry Pinkney, who's part of the real Black Panthers, the original Black Panthers that called for unity and justice, not the modern Fed Romans that are like the Black Klan to create division, he wanted to pop in this segment, the next, and talk about this, and I think that's important to get his take on this. And he's, of course, syndicated columnist, you name it. Sir, what do you make of this? It seems like a desperation move here.
Absolutely. My brother, it's good to be with you, Alex. Let me put it this way. Let's understand who MSNBC and the rest of these running dogs actually are. Who are they? They are, in fact, the representatives of the national and global power elite. Let's understand that. They, when they talk about racist and racism, come on. They are the racists, the hypocrites, the racists. Let's understand that. They're taking the color card and doing everything they can to turn it around on anyone, including you, Alex, anyone who dares speak the truth, who dares to get people to critically think, critically think. So let's understand the source. This is despicable, but it is not at all unexpected. We have to expect they're going to be doing this more and more and more. Oh, if you don't support Obama. Oh, if you don't support the Democrats. Oh, if you don't support the Republicans. Get real. The fact of the matter is, it's especially with respect to an outlet such as MSNBC, where are they? They want to talk about racism? Let's talk about the racism of Obama, who is killing, murdering, maiming brown, black, white people all over this world. But let's hone in on quote-unquote people of color, the black and brown babies that he's murdered and is still murdering with his drone missiles, Mr. Drone Man, Mr. Kill List, Barack Obama. Why don't they talk about that? Why don't they talk about the racism of Obama and the Democrats, not to mention the Republicans, them too, because they're supporting them. Okay, why don't they deal with that? But no, they're apologists. And you know what the apologists, they are apologists for? They are apologists for 21st century fascism.
And they must be desperate because even Oliver Stone came out and said Obama's an evil snake, basically. And they want to distract off of the things that, what, black unemployment's doubled under Obama? And it's not that Obama's even doing it. He's a front man. They want to make it all about it. If you don't do what he says, you're a racist. They're just using the fact that he's part African to create this whole thing. I want to get your take on what this means that they're getting this desperate.
You are listening Follow us to GCN. Real- Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.